commentator Hank Rosenfeld grew up in Detroit, and that meant growing up with Motown music and musicians all around him.
Detroit was like that. I'd see Smokey Robinson of Smokey and the Miracles playing golf at the Palmer Park Public Course in a bright pink suit, women hanging off either side of his golf cart. And my friends and I knew that a couple of Detroit Lions were singing backup on Marvin Gaye songs. My favorite players, too, Mel Farr and Lem Barney. All they said was, like, right on, right on. Hey, what's happening? Everything is everything. But how cool to hear football players on a 45 record. At McDowell Elementary School, I had my own soul group with three other white kids. We called ourselves the Jesters, went up an auditorium class, and lip-synced to Respect. Not Otis Redding's Aretha Franklin hit version. We were more like a cover of a cover by a local band, the Rationals. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care, T-C-B. I didn't even know T-C-B meant taking care of business back then. But sock it to me, man. We thought we had soul. And maybe someday we'd be on a 45, like the ones that we could buy for 77 cents up on Livernois, the Avenue of Fashion. Blue and white label with the big star over a map of Detroit, identifying it as Motown. Give me some skin. Oh, yeah, we were soul-like, except without the voices, the moves, and the suits of real groups, like the Tops, the Temps, the Pips. Forget the British invasion. Jill and Nancy, my sisters, were really in love with the Motown sound. The Supremes, Marvelettes, Martha and the Vandellas, Gladys Knight. And they had the 45s with the purple Gordy labels and the tan Tamla labels. And Tamla, that was the label for Stevie Wonder and for Marvin Gaye. One Saturday in the 60s, my buddies and I drank chocolate Cokes at DeMott's Drugs, got a bag of crispy pork rinds, and rode our bikes along Outer Drive and Apolline, past Marvin Gaye's house. There he was, out in front, Marvin Gaye, mowing his lawn. Marvelous Marvin, we said, and Marvin looked right at us and he said, hey kids, what's going on? Okay, it's not like I remember thinking, hey man, you got a song in there, Marvin. But a year or so later, he had his masterpiece. Hey kids, what's going on? Pick it loud and pick it sound. Talk to me, you can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. You know what I realized? The first 10, 12 years growing up in Detroit, I didn't know I was white. Well, of course I knew I was white, but what I mean is the truth of it, I wanted to be black. When my sisters left home and went off to college, I traded almost every one of their 45s for comic books. I was an idiot, and I don't think they've ever forgiven me. But hey, if we're driving around and a Motown song comes on the car radio, we still sing along. Mm-hmm.
Commentator Hank Rosenfeld now lives in Santa Monica, California. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's
going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. This is NPR, National Public Radio.